Hey, what's going on, guys? You wouldn't have guessed it. Dream. Last night. Wow. So, the dream starts out with me and a group of people. Okay, let me set the scene here. So, it's like a... It's later in the day, summer day. Everyone's wearing shorts and a t-shirt. The grass is a mix. So we're on a plane, clear sky, sun's going down. Not clear, maybe like a few clouds in the sky. It's a near dusk, but not quite, you know? It's just like that perfect time where it's not super hot, it's not windy, and we're out on like what looks like a baseball field. And we're behind home plate. And there's a group of us. And we're like competing, or like we're in some sort of indentured servitude, slavery sort of thing. We're like, we're told you gotta go into this thing. I'd call it a cage. And you have to like compete to get away from bears. Something like that. And so what looks like, so it resembles a baseball field's like sort of a home plate corner, but then it doesn't run, you know, however many feet out. It the fence goes, but then it cuts in, so it's just like a square area, but it's like a dirt field, like it's grass around it, but it looks like a baseball field in the middle with like dirt. And they give us like these prods, like these electric prods, or like tasers, I guess. And they're like, you guys got to get in there and you guys got to fight against these bears. And I'm like, oh shit. And we're like watching other people go in front of us, and I don't know what the deal is, because, like, the dream slowly shifts as I watch people go, and I, for the life of me, cannot even remember a bear. I just remember we were in the cage and, like, running from stuff, but I don't really remember seeing or fighting a bear. I just remember, like, it almost looked like, if you've ever seen Extreme Tag, where they're, like, jumping, there was, like, the area was full of obstacles and, like, monkey bars and all this stuff, so I was, like, running through that, but we were just trying to get away. But then the night turns dark. Or the day ends, it turns dark. And this play area we were in shrunk. And to my right, like we're out of the cage now, but we can still, we're still next to it. And this open field we were in turns into like the edge of the field. And then in front of us is like a big house. And then to the left of us, looks like it's a... like an army, like, what would you call it? Like an army, a place where they check, like a government where they check in where you come through. Like, they're like, oh, you're not allowed in here. It looked like that, like a toll booth sort of thing. And they had weird looking, like, paperclip connected together fences that were, like, blocking the way. And, I'm like, fuck this, I'm leaving. So I turn to the left and I start walking that way. They're like, whoa, 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 you're not done yet, you're not done yet. You're not allowed over here. And I'm like, what do you mean? And then I start to feel like dizzy. Like I'm just, like that feeling you get when you're like dizzy and drowsy, like that feeling you get when you're about to get the flu. And I stand there, and then the Geiger counter thing in, or just like what they use, but like specifically, like I remember in Call of Duty, it starts going, you know, it starts clicking really fast. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I hop back over the little paperclip, hung together chain fence thing. And I'm like, damn, we're trapped. They're like, you guys got to go that way. And by you guys, it's like a, I'm in like in a collective group of like people my age. So I don't really remember recognizing any of them, but I'm sure that it was, you know, consisted of people my, like my friends or group or whatever. So we're directed towards the, it looks like an abandoned house, but it turns into almost a neighborhood. But the dream shifts from like a scary exhibition to like a horror movie almost, where we get a leader, which is like it was a football coach in high school named Mr. Anderson, and he's like, "All right, we gotta clear up these houses. They're coming for us. Like, we gotta clear these up." And, you know, in a dream, like I say this like always, you understand the condition, like, you have a pre-existing understanding of what is going on in the dream. There's no need for events. So the dream shifts, and I realize that we are now in a survival situation where monsters are coming after us, trying to eat us. And that just makes it a whole different ballpark, because these things are scary. Like, they were probably like the size of, like, I don't know. They weren't huge, but they were in different form. Like, almost like centipedes and small insects that were like grown to bigger proportions. And they had like this leathery skin. They didn't have the exoskeleton or anything. They had like this leathery, I don't know, leathery but ductile, maybe ductile, I don't know. It was a very, they weren't rigid leathery. They were like, it was just gross. Like, they weren't, imagine if a gooey animal, but it had like a leathery texture. Like, it was still hard, but it was like maneuverable, and they were like slinking around. And I see, so we're kind of split up into teams, and we're like, we gotta clear these houses out. And so the only way to kill them is to like light we had these sticks with like cloth on the end, and we'd light them on fire, and you had to stab the thing, and it would burst into flames and die. So, yeah, it was freaky. We're like walking through this house. It's like an old Victorian style house. I think it was honestly like my mother's house back in like when I was in like sixth grade. So I walk through the front door, which leads right to the living room, and then right to the kitchen, then right to the basement. And no lights work. There's like no electricity. This is like apocalyptic time. Like, outside, the sky has like a green hue. It's dark. It's like you can tell shit is about to go down. And we're going down these stairs, and there's this monster down there, and it's got like big, it's got like the body of, I don't know what you would describe it as. It almost had a square body with like curvature to match like where its stomach would be. But it had like six legs, six spiky legs. It was like a green hue with that leathery skin like I described. And then it had like, and they didn't have eyes. I think I noticed that they didn't have eyes, but they had big, it had like large ant pincer mouth. And then I think it had like a pair of antenna, but it like starts crawling around. Like, I could hear it down there like clicking and stuff. And I'm like, oh, fuck, here we go. So I light the thing on fire, and then we're going down the stairs, and I'm like peeking underneath the ceiling, like seeing if I can get a view on it before it can see me. And then there's like, I can hear it, and they're like, there's one above it. There's like one on this floor too. So we're like, me and like three other guys are like trapped on the stairs. And okay, I gotta pause this. Bennett and Madison Ave, for some reason, these people don't go on the green light. I'm yielding, making a left turn, and every time I'm here, these people, like, the light turns green, I have a green light, but, you know, yielding to oncoming traffic, they just sit there. I don't know if their light changes slower than mine or what, but I almost want to go every time. Okay, back to the story. So, I'm like, fuck, we're trapped. We got to move. And I'm scared. Like, I remember waking up kind of sweaty. So, I take my, I've already got my thing on fire, and I stab it in the stomach. It, like, comes crawling out, and I kill it pretty easy. I just, like, it honestly, after that, it was, I wasn't as scared, but it, like, screeches and burns up into a ball of fire and just kind of disappears. So, I was like, oh, are these, like, ghosts or something? Like, are these, like, spectral, like, beyond this world sort of beasts? And, we clear the house, and then the dream, like, kind of skips ahead, and the lights are all on, and we're, like, everyone's watching TV. When I say we, it's probably, like, a, probably, like, maybe, like, a group of, like, six or seven guys and, like, six or seven girls, and then Mr. Anderson, the coach, is, like, our leader, and we're kind of just chilling out. Like, there's different, the house is expanded by a lot, so there's like two or three guys, like the girls are kind of all staying together, the guys are all kind of staying together, but I'm just kind of walking through the house. I go from one room where I'm like, I forget what I was doing, I think I was like playing video games. I walk across the house, going to a different room, and everyone's in there, all the guys are in there kind of watching, I think they're watching like sports or something. And I'm like, hey, what's up going on, you know? And then Mr. Anderson's like, they're like, oh yeah, he wanted to see you. And then I was like, okay, cool. And I go to his like office, pretty much. It's like where he hangs out. And on the way, I kind of see the girls, and they're like in their own section of the house, and they're kind of like not letting any boys in, sort of thing. Like, oh, the girls allowed, you know, no boys. So I'm like, cool, whatever. But then I walk by to his, I walk to his office, and he's like, hey man, I just want to let you know, I think so-and-so is like trying to sleep with your girl, or like he may have already slept with your girl. And I was like, what? No! And he's like, yeah man, I heard about that, you might want to go confront somebody. And for some reason, I like kept it to myself, I didn't freak out. So I went back to where all the guys were, and then I was like, is there something different at play? Because I already felt like there was, by talking to Mr. Anderson at that point, I was like, is there a malplay? Is there, did he have malcontempt? Was he trying to trick me? That's what I felt like. And then I get in there, and we're kind of watching the sports, and I'm like keeping my eyes peeled, my ears open. And then someone else goes, dude, Mr. Anderson just said that so-and-so is, my girl is, like, talking to somebody, and we're like, ooh, and I'm like, bro, wait a minute. And so I go to the girls' room, and I'm like, have you guys heard about this? Is any of this happening to you guys? And then one of the girls like, yes, you know? So, like, there's this whole plot, and then we find out, like, that Mr. Anderson is, like, trying to turn us against each other, and he's telling us, I think, you know, it's already kind of self-explanatory, but each girl was with one of the guys, so, like, we were all couples sort of thing. And he, like, was trying to shift us all against each other, so we're all like, we're gonna kick this guy's ass! And then that's pretty much where the dream ends. We're just kind of all contemplating how we're gonna beat up Mr. Anderson. But, yeah, it was a pretty fun dream, I thought. It was a pretty cool one. I'm about to head into work. Got a late start today. All right, I'll end it here.